Weiter in Shas, we are in Sanhedrin, Daf, Mem, Hey, picking up Mem, Dalam, a page, but a Mishnah. Zuck the Heilige Mishnah, Haya, Rachel, Gribe, Saskil, Arba, Amos, when they get within 4 hours of the base, Saskil, Mavshitin, Oso, as begot of the goat, and they strip him down from his clothing. Rashi says, Oso, Belux, Oso, meaning him, if this stone and not his clothing. Haisha, Machansen, Oso, Milfan of a man, and they cover him in the front. Rashi says, Ervaso, Machatichas, Beged, it would be the cloth in the front, you know, where the Erv is. Haisha, Milfanem, Acharea, to Rabbi Yehuda, and the woman in the front end and the back, that's Rabbi Yehuda. V'chacham amarim ha'ish neskal arum, the man has to be done in the nude, v'enish neskal arum, but the woman's not done arum, she's not done naked, she's done clothed. Beep, turn the page. Zok ta'ele gemar mem hey. Tana rabban on ha'ish mechasen or so, perik echad nofanov, the man you cover him with a perik echad. Rashi says, meaning a little bit in the front, some say it means a chatichas beged. V'ish ha'shnei prakim b'chamer b'chamer, the woman both in the front and in the back, with two prakim. B'nei shekula erva, because the whole thing is considered an erva, kind of like goes around. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say, Ha'ish neskal arum, the man unclothed, ve'ein ha'ish neskal arum, but she's not daruma. Now, my time of the Rabbanu, what's the reason? Amar Karla, Pasuk says, Urgamu oso, my oso. What does it mean, oso? Ilim oso elsa, if you think it means him and not her, that a woman doesn't get skila naked, vaksiv, hotzisa se'isha hu, se'isha hi. She goes out. Ela my oso, oso below kasuso, him without his clothing, ha'osa, b'ksusa, she should be done with her clothing. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda says, Oso below ksuso, below shna ish, below shna isha. When it says that, that's talking about the thing of skila is done. It doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman. It says, Rashi, Amalecha Oso, lavnum to isha asa. Elelo aruya lan, niskal arum, de oso nafka lan, below ksuso. That's where it comes. Veloshna isha doesn't matter, man or woman. Says Rishari in kan miut vehishva kosev ishla isha lechol miso shabatorah. They're quiet. They're equated in all mitzvot of Torah. Now says Gemara, lemeimid the rabbanon chayshelir. Are you saying that the rabbanon who say you do it with the clothing is because we're worried about veira? Says Rashi of hirurim that shem yitnu ba'ineya. Maybe people are going to look at her viavo lida hirur the ilav hai taima, right? That they're going to look at her and have hirurim. If not for that reason, nido rabbanon lo itzuch akralav shita during the pasuk to nafshita navila. None, because they stumble my hair. At least we'll take off the clothing, or that she should die quicker. So the fact is, it must be because of Hirurim. So you want to tell me the Chachamim is saying, Tanakam is saying, we're worried about Hirurim, Rabbi Yehuda lo chash Hirurim, and he's not worried about it, and therefore he says that she's done in a way which is nude. They're done nude. V'ayiv chashminola. We saw just the opposite in the Mishnah in Sota. The Tanam in the Mishnah of Zayin. Hakoin ochus b'gadal. Kohen grabs onto the clothing of the Sota. And im nikru nikru. If im nifru nifru. If they tear, then they tear. And if they come all destroyed, they come destroyed. Rashi says nikru kederach kol in the crime. Nifru kra mishuna. One care is like a rip. That like it's a nice clean rip. The other one's like where it's all like disheveled and messed up. With right, lakana lakana chetichos katanas, the smaller pieces. Ad shemegal sleep until you recover her chest. So says Sarah, and then you go out and you undo her hair. I says Kalei Sarah. That's the braids in her hair. If you don't review the says, if her liba is not, if she has a nice chest, then you don't reveal it. Oh, looks like he is cares about Hirurim, just the opposite. Tanakama is saying, don't worry about it. He's saying, worry about it. If her hair is really nice, so you don't uncover it. I'm a rabbi, to be honest. No, Hasam Henry Taima. By the case of Sota, the reason why Behuda says, you're not allowed to go ahead and show a beautiful woman her hair or chest, because Shema takes me Bizzin Zaka. Maybe she's going to come out. Based on Zakah, she's going to be innocent. And the young Kohanim are going to see her, and they get really turned on. And therefore, we're worried that's going to happen. However, Hacha Hakatla. Rashi said, the Mesosha says, Hakka Miktala. Right? She's going to end up being killed. So we're not worried if it goes in the Caesar. So it's going on Vichitem. If you think that Asi Lizgari Bachar and Isi, now she's gonna end up they're gonna be turned on from this and then go with other women. Amarava says, Gemir Ain Yitzahara Sholit El Misha Nervos. Yitzahara is only Sholit on that the person that they see. So seeing this one woman is not gonna entice him to be with another woman. So that's the difference by Sota. But yeah, of course, Rabbi Yehuda would be worried about the concept of Hirurim, but only by Sota, where maybe she's going to come out innocent, but not by where for sure she's going to die. Amarava, Rabbi Huda, Kasha. Rabbanon, lo Kasha. Like, asked the question of Rabbi Huda, which we answered up. Did you think there wasn't a question of Rabbanon or Rabbanon? Ella, because we have by Sota, the Rabbanon say that we are not worried. We just uncover her. And by Help me. Skila, we say that we keep her covered. What's going on? Hello, my Rava. Derbihudakasha, Kadishina like we answered. Why? Because I'm a Kra. Why is it by the Sota? They say that you'll uncover her because the Pasuk says, Vinivasu kola noshim lusasana kizimaschena. That all the women should go and they should see this, and the women are not going to act like they act, right? She's done in a way they want a deterrent for other women. Rashi says, "V'im lo yu mekalklin osa ein kan yisa." That if you're not mekalklo, there's no way of getting across that message. Im teitzei zaka v'anu miskavnin levaisha v'afilu hi zaka shelo nitme'a mikom makom pruta haisa shari kina love and istra. Like you think, oh, this innocent woman, how could you behave like that towards her? And so she went in a place she wasn't supposed to go alone. She did this herself. Hacha, but of the case of Skila, you have to go and embarrass this woman over here because Ein Lachal Yisar Gadol Mizeh. There's no greater Musar over here to learn from than the fact that she's being killed, and therefore they can get that message, she can be dressed. If you want to say, let's do both, let's have her killed and embarrass her, because it's an even greater level of, you know, stopping a woman from doing it. Love your neighbor like you love yourself. Love your fellow like you love yourself. You find, put for them a good death. What does that mean, a good death? Says Rashi, not someone's going to go ahead and disgrace them, make them feel all embarrassed. Says Gemara, Limit Rav Nachman Tanayi. You want to say that Rav Nachman is Machlokas Tanayim over here, of, you know, Barlo Misa Yafeh? That one saying you do, one says you don't. No, the Kuliyam is Lud Rav Nachman. Everyone agrees with Rav Nachman. Rahakam Amakrivan, this is what their argument is over. My summer Bizyone de Inish Adifalai Tfei Min Yacha de Gufei. One of the Chacham of the opinion that being embarrassed is worse than the body, the menucha of the body. It says Rashi, meaning klomer gadol be'in of tfei minicha degufe hilkach noach lashitisakal bilavusha. They'd rather go to the pain physically than emotionally. Therefore, keep them dressed. Matisha lamos, and it'll be a little harder to die. But afakav the ikat sarah degufe. Even though there's going to be more pain in the body, lutavazos, but not embarrassing than lavshita to get her undressed. Hilkach zuhi brius misiyafa. That is something which is a better type of death. The Maaseh Sava, the Rabbi Yehuda, is of the opinion that niyachad degufe adav mibizyone. Person would rather go through physical pain than go through. I'm sorry, we'll go through emotional pain than physical pain. Rashi says, Nichol de Gufele, Godel Bain of Tfei, Mibizyone, Hilkach, Shetafshi, Kishetafshi, Tana, Zuhi, Yofala. And she would rather be undressed and die quicker than, you know, she doesn't mind the embarrassment as much. So, like the Hill, give an next Mishnah. Besa Skila, the height of it was, Hayah Gova Shte Komos, was two Komos, two heights of a person. Rashi says, Mapilo Misham Laris, and we throw him from there to the ground. One of them goes and he pushes him in order that he goes ahead and he will fall. They push him by his loins, by his mustaf. Nevachalibo, he falls onto his heart, onto his chest. Hofchala mustaf, then he's turned onto his hips. What says Rashi, when he falls on the ground, when he's lying on his back, that's more of a disgrace. So he lies, put him on his side. Vim meisba yatsa. If he dies through that, then the Yotzi, it's done. If not, then the second aide go picks up the stone and he throws it onto his chest. So the first one goes ahead, one of the witnesses pushes him, and the other one picks up the stone and throws it down. If he dies, then it's over. Then what happens? Everyone who's there starts throwing stones on him until he dies. The pasuk says, Yada Edim, his Edim Tia Boba Rishona. So he starts off, they started off, and if he dies, he dies. If not, then they go and they finish it off. Aitana says the Gemara, Tana v'komesh alo, and with his height, Harikan Shal, ends up being three heights. You really need the height, or a minute. We learned in a Mishnah of a Kama that Ma Bor Shu Shukadil Hamisasar Tvachim, just like a pit that can go and kill when it's 10 Tvachim. So then Afko. So every type of height of 10 tfachim, that's going to go ahead and that's going to kill. In order for a person who digs a pit in which is a rabbin, the right to be chayiv for these type of things, that's what it has to be. So we see even that height. So what have to be even more than that, which is of a person. Rav Nachman, Rabbi Ravua, says, Barlo misa yafa, you want to give him a misa, which is yafa, death, which is so to speak, pleasant for him. Says Rashi, Shiyamas Maher, that means he's going to die quickly. In fact, I'm Yachi, like Beit Faith, bring him up even much higher than that. No, we shouldn't do Minavel. If we do that, it's going to be Minavel to the body. Rashi says, Im Gavol Yosem, he died. Mispazer, Gufo, Vevar, Misparkin, Vekriso, Nivkas. You know, it's going to be a mess. It's going to be like falling apart, and his stomach's going to open up, his limbs are going to be falling off. We don't do that. Next part of Mishnah Chumim, Dov, one of the witnesses will go, and they push him. Ay, 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 ay. Tana Rabbanon, Minayin Sheb B'dechia. Where do we know that this is also, by Rashi says, that Nidono Hanogim B'Har Sinai, Tamiloma Yorah Lo Siga, that by Har Sinai, that whoever touched the mountain, the way in which that they would be killed was by being pushed and be pushed off, they'd be stoned. Says Gemara, Talmud Lomer Yaro, which means he will be thrown down. That's just Hashlacha. Kemo Yara Bayam Umashmaos Darish Velo Ribuye. Thrown down. Minayin Shebe Skila. Where do we know that he gets Skila? That is Talmud Lomer Sakol. The Pasuk says he should be stoned. Minayin Shebe Skila B'Tchiyah. How do you know? That, where do we know that when it doesn't work with one of them, that you go and use the other one? Talmud Lomar, Sakol Yisakelo Yoro Yoreh. The Pasuk says that he shall certainly be stoned, or shall certainly be thrown down. I mean, I shem meis b'dechia yatsa. How do you know that once he dies from d'chia, that you're yotzi, you don't have to then throw rocks? Talmud Lomar, O Yoro Yoreh. Or this, Minayin shafla doros kin. And how do we know that this goes on for the generations, not only for that particular time period? Rashi says, "Kol chayv iskila, enu chayv iskila, tei dchiyah sham." That's what should happen. Beep, turn the page. Mem hema basis. Tamid lomer sakol yisakel. He shall surely be stoned. Says Rashi, "Loshen asid, lo kasav ki sakol yis ki sakol sakol o yaro yara." Yeah. Zuck next part of the Mishnah. Vim lav eid hasheni no tel esa evan. If the person doesn't die from falling over there, the second person picks up the stone and throws it on him. No tell. You want to say the second guy picks it up? He's the one who's able to do it by himself. Evan Oysa Sham, there was a stone that was over there that was ready to be used. And Masoy Shnei B'nei Adam, it was the weight of two people, meaning you needed two people to be able to carry it. Notlo, he would pick it up and no saliba and throw it in his heart. Im meis ba yatsa. And then if he ends up dying from it, then it's going to be enough. So what does that mean? The stone that's used is too heavy for one person, but the Mishnah is saying that the second witness goes, picks it, and throws it by himself. In fact, the Velita Mech, according to you, Tishlachi Gufa. That brace itself is a kasha, because Master Shemini Adam started by saying you need two people, and then it says, no tovino saliba. The one person goes and takes it and throws it. Obviously, there's a question here. Ella, the madle loba adi chavre, you have to say that the witness picks it up with his friend, Vishadil Yu, and then he's the one who throws it by himself. Right, the other one doesn't do it. They just lift up, and he's the one who throws it. They know that it's a coming away, which is done with force. Says Rashi, Mikoch gadol, the shnayim in yichon l'chavin kochem l'hashlich ke'echad. You have two people throwing something together, you're not able to align it, that each one's going to be throwing it exactly at the same time. Zem hashlich zem, akva, one's throwing, the other one's holding it back. The one of them can throw it with koch. Next by the Mishnah, imlo regimaso. And if he didn't die because of this, then he gets stoned by everyone else. My time was at a brisa. It never happened that a person that this got to a stage where everyone else did it. Everything more. Mika aminam. David, did I ever say this was what was done? The mitzvah coming. I'm saying, if that's necessary, that's the next stage that happened. Amar Mar, Evan Hai said there was a stone that was over there when they go and they would stone the person. But Tanya says, right, so what do you mean? Achas Evan Sheniska Ba, whether V'achas Eichin Nitlalav, whether it was a stone that was used to stone with him, V'achas Eichin Nitlalav, or the eight where the person was hanged on, V'achas V'echad Saif Shenarag, or was a sword that he got killed with, V'achas Sudr Shenachak, or the Sudr that he, the kerchief that he was strangled with. Kula nikvarim, all of them are buried with him, says Rashi, mikvor tikvarenu, yisera nafkala, and the common pepeka, we see the vav of amud beis. Lo tzricha, so how can you say there's a stone that was there if it was already buried? Lo tzricha, de misakme, umayse, achmina, chulufayu. After one's buried, they're going to bring another one, and they have it prepared if this comes to be. Nikvarimo, you mean to say it's buried with him? Vatanya, nikvarimo, we looked at it, it's not buried with him. And rapapa, mayimo, what does it mean? Imo, imo, bitfisa, so it means in the place which is around him. Rashi says, "Betoch arba amos." Avalon nikbri bo mamish. You don't bury mamish with him, but betoch dalad amos when you bury him, and that's enough. Says the Gemara Mishmuel, "Nikta ayad eidim pater." Let's say the hand of the eidim got chopped off. Then the one who's on the line over here in death row, he's now off the hook. By time, why is that? The ba'ina yad ha'edim tia bober rishon v'leka. And you have that the hands of the edim are against him first, and you don't have that now because this guy doesn't have a hand. Says Gemara Elamiata edim gidmin demekar hachin nami depsil. You mean to say that they have an aid? You have this witness; it doesn't have a hand, right? That he's never able to be a witness. Says Rashi v'im kain name edim gidmin psulin lamali danakat nikta la'achemikan. Right, you say like everyone's gonna be puzzled if they don't have a hand over there. What have to say? He got chopped up after. He says, "More no shiny hasim domikra yad eidim." Right, in a case where the guy didn't have a hand before everything started, that's different because the pasuk says yad eidim, the hand of the eidim, are gonna go and do this. Shai sekvah, that means that he had a hand already, and then they can go and do it. But if they didn't have in the first place, then they can be eidim. Meisri frekli gemara eldam matzak and kol makom sheyudu shnayim v'yomer. Whenever you have two witnesses coming testifying, saying meidim on a beish ploni shenigbar dino beis in ploni, we know about this guy that there was a gemara din, but this person fell from beis din. The ploni pola eidim, these guys were eidim. Harizei yarek, he's going to be killed whether or not these eidim are there at the time. Seemingly, you don't even need them for it, right? You don't need. It's to be carried up by witnesses, even by their own hands, says Gemara. Take him as Shmuel, behein hein edav. Shmuel explained that Mishnah is talking about where these witnesses who came are the same witnesses who were there at the first one. So therefore, they're able to go and carry it out with their own hands. Says the Gemara, mi bain and kra kidichsev. Do we really need a pasuk? Do we really need a pasuk to be played out exactly as it's written? But tell everyone's in a pasuk. We learn a brisa. Most yumas samaka rotzeachu. Right, let's talk about somebody who's a rotzeach, someone who's a murderer. Right, so this is most yumas, the one who did this. He's going to be killed. He's a murderer. Ainli ela b'misa haksuva bo. I only know with the misa that you could kill this person through the misa that's written for him, meaning by off with his head. Rashi says, "Ein li ilok siv ela yumas ela misa ksuva sayef with a sword." Could the elephant come with dalamisos? Minayin shim iya tayochol amisa b'misa ksuva. I didn't know if you're not able to kill him with that. Shata b'misa b'chol misa shata yochol amisa. You kill him with any way that you're able to. He's running away, so you shoot an arrow at him. You get a sharpshooter. Throw a boomerang. Tamid lomer mosimas hamake. He has to die. Mikol makom in any way that is possible. So what comes out? That it's only something we want to happen as the ideal is to do it the way the pasuk is saying. But if you don't have that, then you're still able to do it. So how do you deal with that? It says, "What about shani hasam damakra most yumas?" The pasuk says, "He shall surely be put to death." Right? The fact that it's going ahead and it's doubling up on this to show that it has to be done exactly in the way that it's prescribed. I veligmar mine. Let's learn from this to everything else that it does have to be done exactly as the Torah is saying. It's ideal, but if not, then it's okay. It works. It says no. Mishum dehaver otzeach v'gol adam shteks v'mabayim ge'achad. Because you have the murderer and the one who's a gol adam, the one who's trying to go and take vengeance for his relative that was killed. It says Rashi, mishum dehaver otzeach anidom bebezin v'gol adam klomer misa shegol adam imiso lerotzeach shogeg sheyatz chutz leir. These are two psukim that come to teach the same din. And the principle is, you can't learn out if you have the same principle taught in two separate psukim, it means it's just for them and not for anything else. What's the comparison to that and the Gol Adam? By the Gol Adam, if the guy doesn't have any relatives, then someone goes and murders someone in Beshogig, the one who was killed in Beshogig doesn't have any relatives, and what happens is the court appoints others to go ahead and to actually act as the relatives to go ahead and actually go and try to kill the person. So we see it's not exactly like the pasuk is saying. So the point is that we can't learn out. Says Gemara, Rotzeach ha-da'amun. Rotzeach, we know, I'm not spelling out what I just said. Gol Adam, Mayhi, what are we talking about over there? The Talmud went to the Braisa. Gol Adam, Yomis is Rotzeach, the Gol Adam goes and kills the murderer. Mitzvah be Gol Adam, it's a mitzvah of the avenger of the blood to go kill him. Menayin Shem, Ainlo de Gol, the Rizin Haf, Shabizah, meet them, the Gol, the Bizin sets up for him. Shadam, the Pusik says, Bepigo Bo, when he encounters him, Mikomako, which means the murderer is going to be killed in any situation, even if it's through a Shliach. So we find that in the case over here also, it doesn't be exactly like the Pusik saying, and those are the two examples of not doing exactly the pasuk says. Armelay Markashi Shah Bered Rav Chesed Ravashi Umila Bein and Krav Kedichsev. Do we not need a pasuk to be done exactly as it's written? Vatanam, of course we do. We have the Bryce, so it says straight up. I have Ben Sora More. Haya Echad Mehem Gidim. If one of the parents was missing a hand, O Ilim, O Chigar, O Suma, O Cherish, or let's say they're mute, or lame, or blind, or deaf, Eino Osen, Eino Nas, Ben Sora More. That doesn't become a Ben Sora More. And never the pasuk says Vitaf Subo. They grab. And that people that are missing a hand. Vote CO, so they bring him below Chigrim, and that people that haven't been able to walk, and they can't bring him. We also have somebody that's not mute because Beninu Zev, a little sumi, that's they have to be able to word and say the idea that Beninu Zev, Rashi says, Mashma Shirohim, so they see him, they know it's his son. And Inu Shemeh Bakalina, Vil Kherishim, he doesn't listen to our voice, and not people that are deaf. Rashi says, She'inim Mashomin. They don't know if he heard it or not. My time, huh? What's the reason that this person's off the hook? Unless it's done exactly as it's supposed to be done. Is that not because we need to have the pasuk done exactly as said? Says where lo shani hasam. That case is different. Mitzvah is different. The kuli kral yisera. The entire pasuk, which goes through the whole shtick over there, is extra, and therefore we understand that since it's written in an extra way, therefore I need every little part of it. Rashi says, "Dahavali lemichtav, what's you el shar ha'ir ha'hi uskoluhu kedachseh b'chol shan uskal." Bring him out to the gates, and you do skila. Like it says, by everything else, v'sulah amidi, don't say anything else. Kol arach devarim zelama. Why do you need to elongate all these words? It must be because it's very specific, and it's got to be done in that particular way. Toshima ein la rechov. If the city doesn't have a rechov, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about, let's say you have the majority of a city, entire city or majority of a city are involved in avodah zarah. You're in idacha. So what happens? It's got to all be, everybody's got to be dunskis. It's got to be destroyed. And if we're involved with it, it gets killed. That is ir nidachas. Now, the pasuk says, the Torah tells us that all the stuff also that belonged to anyone over there also gets burnt in where? In the rechov, in the public area. And now we try to figure out what happens if there's no area like that, right? So it says, v'saraft el toch rechova, you bring it to the rechov and you burn it over there. Tashma yin la rechov, is a rechov, in asir nidachas. It can't become in any dachas. Dei Rabbi Shmuel, it's like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva, because it's got to be able to fulfill the pasuk. Rabbi Kiva, in the rechov, it doesn't have a square, a street, then osin the rechov. Then you make it for right now, and then you go and you burn it. Says Gemara, ad kan lo pligi. They're not really arguing. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. El Zamaya Sav, Rabbi Shmuel says that rechov to be a car, but it has to be a street there originally. And Umar Sav, Rabbi Akiva says, Rechovah has to now because the car. Let me have a square that's there now. It's like it was in the beginning. Avad the kuliyam of being in kra kedachseh. But everyone is agreeing that it's got to be done like the pasuk said. Oh, so we have a raya for that which Shmuel said. It's got to be done exactly like it's done, right? The fact that it makes you sure you have to go out of your way to actually have the street afterwards or have it before. It has to be done like the pasuk says. Says the Gemara. You know what? This is a good raya, like Shmuel says. But really, Tanayi, this is Machlokas Tanayim. The Tanayim, we're learning Tanayim Mishnah in Negayim, Ein Lok Bohen Yad, Ein Bohen Yad, Bohen Regal Ozen Yamanis. Let's say the segment of Mitzora, and the way that they used to deal with the Mitzora, process of Mitzora is that you have to take the, during the process when he's being matayer, there's a whole process to be done with the bo and yad, bo and regan, all is in your money. So what happens? Ain lo tayer lo lames. You want to say now, ain lo bo and yado, hegos ain lo tayer lames. So Rabbi Lezer comes and he says, and no say now makomo. You don't say, you put it in the place of where it would be. That is, the Rashi's Rabbi Lezer, lo boy kruk, and the chsev, v'chein Rabbi Shimon. in the place of Yotze, and then he's fulfilled his obligation. Rabbi Shimon Omer knows in a smolo for Yotze that the coin should put it on the blood, on the blood on the thumb, the big toe, or the ear on the left side, and then he's going to be Yotze. So Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon are saying that it can work even if it's not done exactly like the pasuk says. See that? So we see over here, this is a machlokas tanaim. Does it have to be exactly like it? Which is basically like we're saying over here, the Tanakama, here's no Torah Alamis. Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon say, no, he does have it. You don't have to exactly the pasuk says. Obviously, we tried to, but if we can't, we can't. Zokta next Halakha Mishnah. What happens after this? Kolin Eskolim Nitlin Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. After they go in their stone, what do? They go and they hang them up. They are hanged. That's Rabbi Eliezer said, Chum Romim Enu Nitla Ela Megadif Ovid of Azara. No, only those that are Megadif, they curse Hashem, or they do Ovid of Azara, then they're hanged. Aish Tolin Oso, Panav Klape Am. He's doing it in a way that he's facing the people. Aisha Panav Klape Aitz, and a woman's done facing the opposite way. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Azai Gazakt Rabbi Eliezer. Chum Romim, they say, Aish Nitla Vein Aisha Nitla. It's only a man is hanged, but a woman is not. Amalahan Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says in the Chachamim that who says only a man, not a woman. Velo Shimon ben Shetach Tala Nashim Ashkelon. Didn't Shimon ben Shetach hang the women that were in Ashkelon? So clearly, women are hanged. Amalah, they said back to him, Shmonim Nashim Tala, that he hanged 80 women. Vein done in Shnayim biyom Echad. But according to the normal case, you can't judge even two in one day. So Shimon ben Shetach was an unusual circumstance and not able to go and bring a raya from. Rashi says, So that's not a raya. Tana Rabbanan. We had a machlokas about who exactly is hanged. Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, anyone who gets stoned, or only Avodah Zarah and Mekalov. Tana Rabbanan, Vehumas Vesalisa. Pasuk says that he'll be put to death and then hanged. Right, you hang him. Yachal Kol Amumasim Nitlin. You would think that all those who died, they go and they're hanged, or killed, they die, they get hanged. Tamalomar Kikilas Elokim Tole. For a hanging person is a curse of God. Which means it's specifically about somebody who cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rashi, "Mipti shabirach Hashem nitla va'ovrim va'shavim omrim b'rkanei mazet tala." Why is this person walking by? You're gonna be like, "Why is this guy hanging?" Mipti shabirach Hashem v'ginei adavar klapim ma'ale lizacher. That is disgrace for Hashem for this person to be hanging there and everyone understanding what's going on. Ma'amikal zeh shabeskila afkol shabeskila. So we can learn out that just like this person who cursed Hashem, became, you know, got stoned and was hanged off Kosher Meskila. So to anyone, the same idea. Rabbi Eliezer, Azai Gazok Rabbi Eliezer. That is the opinion of the Heilige Rabbi Eliezer. V'chachamim amrim. Ma mekal zeh shekofer be'ikar. Of course, shekofer be'ikar. This guy who's a mekal, he's a kofer be'ikar. So to anyone who is a kofer be'ikar is going to fall into this category. Right, so think of it as our. But my coming from exactly is the machlokas. Rabban and Darshi klal uprat. They darshin klal uprat. That is, Rashi says, darshin es haTorah bechlal uprat. Kol makom shestam. Ve'achkach pirish darshin es ha'achron befrat. Rabbi Lazar darshin ribuye umiute. He darshins riboy umiute. Rabbanan dashe klal klali prate klal, a general idea, and then prat, a specific one. So they explain vahumas vitalisa klal. When it starts by saying he shall be put to death and then you shall hang him, that's a klal. Ki kililas prat, because hanging is a curse for Hashem, that's a specific thing. And I have a mikravela dadi. If these two things were to be put one next to the other, Amrina, we would say, Ein Bechlal Elamasha Beprat. The generalization includes only what's specifically in the, whatever's in the Prat, whatever is specified. So it's only in the case that's in the what's specified over there. And then we would say, Hani in Midiachrini Lo. Only these people curse Hashem, they're going to be hanged, but anyone else are not. Beep. turn the page. But hashta now, hashta demirachkei medadi. Now that they're meruchak from each other, right? There's stuff in between the two. Ahani lerabuye avodah zara. It's coming to include avodah zara also. The dami leba called mile, because it's something that's similar to cursing in every which way. The same pasuk, but they have a different way of darshaning, and they explain like a ribuy is when you amplify something, and muet is when you limit something. V'humas etelis a ribuy, when it says you were put to death and you hang him, that's a ribuy. Ki killas miot, and then the killas, it's a curse of God, it's a limitation. Yavim ikrali God, they're right next to each other. Lavim abrinela vodazara. I would have only included something, we wouldn't have added anything except for vodazara. That you'd hang it. The dami la bechol mile, which is similar to it in all ways. Hashem rachim me'adad. You know that they're separate from each other. Ahani l'rabuye shayinus kalim. This comes allows us to go ahead and to include other type of stonings and not just this one. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.